welcome to episode number 10 of Techie Turner's Tips, Tricks, and Thoughts. 5 minutes goes by fast, so let's get going. Good morning, folks. Time and attention heals almost everything. Give it both. Well, life has happened to me, as it has to you. Every day, something happens that makes smiles or scars on your heart. I figure I have a choice on how it affects me. I can smile about it and do my best to let it go, or be bitter and let it fester like an untreated wound. Yuck. I see flies and maggots hanging around in the ladder, and I certainly don't want that. Now, if I can just give the proper time and attention to those things that need it, my life will be more balanced and positive than ever. I realize, though, I only have control over the things that I have control over. Now, let's see if I can figure those out. Here's something thought-provoking. What do babies, toddlers, children, teenagers, and adults have in common? They all need time and attention. Everyone is going to be a student at some time in their life, so let's make this connection. School setting, reading as a topic. Each person will not be able to read without dedicated time to do it. I think teachers call it practice. Whether it is guided or independent, it's still practice. The attention part comes in many forms. The teacher modeling individualized strategies, students applying the ones that work well for them, parents encouraging them by reading with their children, and the community showing the benefits of being a great reader. I want to stress the point that a child has to be ready and receive the essential support to become a better reader. This is a very simple process outline, and I feel it fits many aspects of life. What could they be? Today's tip: spreadsheets are great for making all kinds of tables. You know, the ones that are full of words, numbers, and are visual organizers. I love using a spreadsheet program to help me collect data for my professional development sessions and using the data to create graphs of the information. A simple checklist for those pesky first week of school papers. My suggestion to you is to have your students use it to do data collection and enjoy the many graphical representations that the data translates into. Take some time, figure it out. Whether it is Microsoft Excel or Google Spreadsheets, or what's that other one from OpenOffice? I'll figure it out. I think it's called Numbers or Math. I think it's called Numbers, something like that. Anyway, moving right along. Today's trick. I had a burning desire to learn how to put backgrounds on an iPad. Don't ask me why, I just did. So I tweeted out this: how do I create an iPad background that is specific for each device? Then I put on Wes Fryer and iPad Sammy. I received answers from 5 different people, including those two. Cutting to the chase, I used Tony Vincent's Learning in Hand blog post called Numbered Backgrounds. Find it in the show notes and enjoy the bounty with me. A many thanks to Wes, Tony, John, Alice, and Jen for the great help. With that said, not a perfect segue, but close. The man with time and attention to many details of many different things for all kinds of mobile learning is Tony Vincent. I've enjoyed using his website, Learning in Hand, in my classroom and in my current work. If you haven't been there, please go there or at least bookmark it. Again, the website will be in the show notes. Also, you can follow him on the Twitters at Tony Vincent. I've given this episode so much time and attention, and now I have to close it up. If you have a tip, trick, or thought you'd like to share, please do so in the comments. See you online. This is Techie Turner, not wires or pliers, but educational technology that inspires. Signing off.